are about to hear a life-changing message preached at the Qadesh Family Church in Memphis by the Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. In this powerful Palm Sunday message, Reverend Lindsay teaches us just how our lives can be used by Jesus. In Mark 11, the unwanted donkey was shown favor after Jesus took ownership of it. When we serve God well, He gives us great wisdom and great blessings. When Jesus comes, every yoke of excuses, unworthiness, and sin is broken. May this message bless you, and may you accept Christ and serve Him well.
Thank you. That's why I really, I really like Sunday mornings. That's why I really, oh yes, I really like Sunday mornings. Sunday preaching, Sunday dancing, Sunday talking.
Amazing service. Hallelujah. Give her another round of applause. Amen. Well, now it's time for the most important part of the service. Can you imagine? Over 2,000 years ago, we are celebrating the week before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was killed on the cross. He died and he was buried. Amen. That same Jesus is about to be preached to you today. Amen. If I were you in your homes, in this church, I would be on my feet right now. And let's please welcome the Word of God from our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Song says, those who know your name put their trust in you. Come on, let's lift our voice real loud to the Lord and sing.
Are we singing Hosanna with our palm branches? There is no other
faithful.
Let me see some excitement.
So loving and true.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
Oh, oh, how I love his name so sweet.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
No other name. How I love.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet.
I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus.
No other name is born to me. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Some may be wondering why we are carrying these branches. And I want to tell you why. The Bible says, and today I'm going to read a little bit of it, that in Mark chapter 11, when Jesus Christ wanted to bring our salvation, he had to go and die at Jerusalem. He did not do it crying. He did it in style, in celebration. Bible says, as he walked toward Jerusalem, knowing he was going to die, and verse 7 says that, you know, Mark 11 and verse 7, and they brought the colt to Jesus, and they cast their garments on him, and he sat upon the colt or the donkey, and many spread their garments in the way, others cut down branches of the tree and straw them in the way. I don't know why they call them palm, but they cut branches, and usually it's palm branches. You know, when it goes comes to a desert, the thing that grows the best are palms, all right? And therefore, evergreens. And so today, if you don't have a branch, get a garment. You can use your mask to wave. You can use your jacket to wave. Some use their jackets. Some use their garments. Some use branches. And I have a branch. I also have a garment. And Bible says, and they that went down before and they that followed, they waved and they cried saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a wave with your garment, with your hand, with your branch, and say, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You know, we should not forget the traditions of old that our fathers have left. Palm Friday is an important thing, because that's when Jesus Christ triumphantly, you know, he did not go with, anger and frustration. He did not go to die for us because, look at the sinners. They've sinned. I'm a righteous. I'm going to die. He did it with excitement. Let us also serve him with some excitement. Wave, wave, wave. Can you get your garment? Let me see everybody having some garment. Give me some garment. Pastor Richard, show them how you wave your garment. Maybe I should remove my jacket. They took their garments and they waved their garments. Wave your garments. Wave your garments. Take off something. Take off some clothes. Take off your best sheet and wave it. Wave it to Jesus. Wave it to Jesus on the Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. Whatever garments that you wave, may the Lord give you 12 new ones in Jesus' name. 12 new ones in Jesus' name. If it was a shoe you waved, God will give you 12 new shoes in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You can pick your wig and wave it. He'll give you 12 new wigs. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Please don't take that wig off. Don't take that wig. Hallelujah. Those who took off your wig and waved, may the Lord give you fresh hair, fresh Brazilian wigs in Jesus' name. May you wave your iPad, may you get a new one in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I am very excited. I am very excited. Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so grateful for what you did for us on Palm Sunday. And you actually rode. You went luxuriously. You went with excitement. You went in your best car, the colt. You did a joy ride to the cross. We will never forget what you did. Today, as we celebrate with meaning. And we pray. Let your Holy Spirit come and give us understanding. Let your Holy Spirit come and give us wisdom, direction, anointing to do your work. We bless your name in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And all the blessed saints shall say, amen. The louder your amen, the bigger your deliverance in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Look, the church is very excited. We have opened the church and people are now coming to church in person. Look at the church. Wave, wave. Let them see it. Hallelujah. Amen. Join them. Join them right there. All of you, please join them. Let us see the masses. Hallelujah. Powerful. Put your hands together for Jesus. May you please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. Beautiful. Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you remember the message last week that Bishop preached? Oh, how many were here? Put your hands together for Jesus. That message about going deeper and doing more. Going deeper and doing more. I was so blessed. Hallelujah. I'm sorry that today, because there was some massive rain at the headquarters, we couldn't bring you the live projection. But don't worry, God will, next week, we will be here by God's grace. Now, on Good Friday, Bishop, by the grace of God, the anointing of God, has used him to deal with a lot of diseases, miraculous healing. And God willing, on Good Friday, we will be here together around 6 p.m. We'll have a service where God will minister deliverance through Bishop Dagwood Mills. Hallelujah. Come with your sickness. Come, families that are sick or something. Come and get ministered to by the grace of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I just want you to know that it will be a super fantaterrific service, a service of miracles. Amen. Jesus is still in the healing business. There, you have no business carrying your disease in Jesus' name. Yeah. When that COVID hit me, I said, my Lord. My Bible says 1,000 will fall at the side and 10,000 at your right hand. But none shall come near you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. I told the Lord, it cannot be me. Look, up till now, it's just said the Lord just immunized me because, I mean, I was blessed. You know, just decided to immunize me so that I can continue my work. It just passed like that by God's grace. You will never be brought down by disease in Jesus' name. I remember that night when I felt ill and I was in Indiana alone. And then I just took one of Bishop's prayer videos, miracle videos. And as he prayed, from that night till now, I've been stronger than a fiddle. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And coming this Friday, come for your miracle at 6 p.m. We will gather again on Zoom. We will go live and there will be a ministration of healing. So Good Friday, that's how we're going to spend it. Good Friday, 6 p.m., we will be on Zoom before Easter Sunday. How many have heard it? What time do you hear? 6 what? Not a.m., p.m. Hallelujah. Well, today I want to share a little bit and then recap a little bit and then share about Palm Sunday. Somebody say Palm Sunday. Hallelujah. And prepare us. You know, many of us saw Bishop preaching to us last Sunday and you were wondering what is going on. Where is Pastor? Well, I'm going to explain to you through this Palm Sunday message what we are doing. Hallelujah. So I want us to start by reading Mark chapter 11 from verse number 1. Mark chapter 11 from verse 1 through 10. And it goes like this. And when they came near to Jerusalem, that was Jesus was about to go to Jerusalem where he was crucified and killed. The week before is what I'm talking about. And to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent for two of his disciples. Somebody say, he sent disciples to me. He sent me preachers. He sent me pastors. Let me tell you something. You will always have at least about two pastors. Yes. You see me as a pastor, then you will have a senior pastor or bishop like in our Bishop Dagwood Mills. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Clap, clap. God always sends, even the disciples, he sent them in Luke chapter 10. He sent them by twos. You see, because Bible says in Matthew chapter I believe Matthew chapter 18, chapter 16, chapter 18, verse 20. He said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Hallelujah. So you always have, even God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy, that kind of thing is very important. So I don't want you to begin to just see as if you have just one pastor. I'm not the only pastor. There's the pastor that trained me. Even when you are in a family, there's never only one parent. All these, whatever, same-sex marriage, that there's only one. It's not possible. It takes two. God said, let us create man in our image. God was there. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Nothing was created. So it takes. Always God will give you multiples. May God double your great blessings in Jesus' name. Yeah, even that jacket you have only one, may it become two in Jesus' name. Yeah, all right. Now, so let me just let you understand that from today, when you see pastoring, I have been pastored no matter where I've gone. prayer meetings everywhere. I just can link in to our bishop, the father and founder of this church, you know, who trained me to become your pastor. I just want you to have a taste of what has made me the Christian that I am. I want to refer you to the direct anointing by God's grace. So over the next 1 month or so, you'll be seeing snippets of what has made Sister Ariel and myself pastors and good Christians. And I want you to be exposed so that you can come directly. I will be, of course, I will never cease being your pastor by the grace of God. But I just feel it is the right thing to be exposed to that kind of anointing, to that kind of grace that God has given us. So expect more of the blessing. Somebody say, going deeper and doing more. Yeah, so that message will come back. Don't be disappointed. Last week was powerful, but next week it will continue in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so be ready. Come early so you don't miss. No, let me read and I'll explain even the more as I go along. And Bible says, and when they came, again, Mark 11 from verse 1, when they came near to Jerusalem, and to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent forth two of his disciples as he was going towards his death, close to Jerusalem. That's when he said, I will celebrate even more. Normally, when we get close to the thing, that's when the panic comes. Have you been going to the bathroom? When you get closer to the bathroom, that's when the colic comes more. If you don't take care, you can soil yourself. Because the edge is more, then that's when you run. But Jesus Christ, he stopped. He said, let me prepare well. I can't just go to the cross and mess up. Let me go in style. Go, he said, go into verse 2. And he said to them, go your way into the village over against you. And as soon as you have been entered into it, you will find a colt, a donkey, Mercedes Benz, tied, where a man never sat. Nobody has ever sat on that before. Yeah, I am going to the cross, but I want to go in a way. Nobody has ever done that before. Man ever said, loose him and bring him to me. And if any man say to you, why do you do this? Say to that person, the Lord has need of him. And straight away he will send him hither, or they will release him. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place. So the colt was outside. Without means outside, was tied outside. Rain and everything was showering upon it. In a place where two ways met at a junction. And they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, what are you doing? Losing the colt. Don't lose the colt. In other words, let the colt be tied over there. And they said unto him, them, even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. He said, Master has need of them, and then they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jerusalem to Jesus and cast their garments on him. I said, your garments will be cast for Jesus. And cast their garments in the way. And others cut down branches of the trees and strawed them in the way. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna. Somebody say, Hosanna. Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Someone says, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Amen. So that's the Hosanna means praise. Okay, Hosanna, Hosanna, adoration, exclamation of praise and adoration. Okay, the word says, be propitious. It's a word. Be expressive. Be declarative. Manifest. Be adore. The Lord that we adore. So Palm Sunday should remind you of your adoration. Those of us who have sat in there, we've never praised God. Even church, we come for the preaching. We don't come for the praise and worship. God says Hosanna cannot happen without that expressive praise. Somebody check the word propitious. 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 P-R-O-P-I-T-I-O-U-S. Have you found it? Propitious. Right here, you see? Powerful word. Have you found it? What does it mean? Be successful. Giving what? Giving favor. 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 Be very fervent with it. I mean, give yourself the best chance to succeed at what you're doing. Yeah, give yourself the best. Do it well. Successfully. A lot of people say, this one is a successful praise Christian, praising Christians. Hallelujah. So, Hosanna of the highest order, the best you can give. Hosanna in the highest way possible. If it's a jump, you jump to the highest. If it's your jacket, you wave it with your biggest strength. If it's a scream, you scream well. Hallelujah. Somebody scream well.
Amen.
Scream well. The louder you scream, the nearer you're. Anyway, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happened. Now, let me tell you a little story behind this. Hosanna and the praise is the final thing. The Lord will give you reason to praise very well, fervently, with fervor, with the same zeal, balance that Jesus rode and saved you from your sin. Everything that you are doing for Christ must be done propitiously.
Yes.
Must be done gallantly. Must be done with fervor.
With big words. Big words.
I'm preaching to the best of my ability. I'm giving myself the
amen.
Best to reach you with this message.
Hallelujah.
When you are giving, give with the best chance of making an impact. When you are winning souls, do it with the best ability. Mm. When you are praying, give yourself the best chance of you not sleeping. That's why I pray a lot in the morning. I give my freshest energy. Propitious. Fervent. With the best chance of success. Oh, may you succeed in praising God. Jesus gave himself the best chance to bring salvation your way. Let me tell you how it happened. The Bible says that he sent forth for the donkey. For the donkey. And he said, when you go, tell them, loose him and let him go. Now he sat on the donkey. Imagine yourself, Jesus Christ is going to the... Today, the theme of our Sunday, our swollen Sunday is march them to Jesus. Propitiously. March them to Jesus. March them to Jesus. Now, march who? You and I have been marched. Today you are at Christ. Somebody marched you. Let me tell you the story behind that. So that when you see somebody who is not into Jesus, you can see what Jesus would like to do. Jesus represented you by that donkey. I call it the glorified donkey. Yes. Jesus Christ was going to the cross to die for the salvation of many. He needed somebody to help him go there faster. He needed somebody to ensure that the thing was going to go well. And he went for a donkey. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. The truth is that our lives are sitting there, strapped and tied like the glorified donkey, until Christ comes to set you free, until somebody is, Christ sends somebody your way, until somebody actually comes and loosens that shackle. We are in bondage. Bondage to sin and everything. The first thing you must learn about this whole story is that life is full of binding circumstances, curses, entanglements, addictions, and oppressions. Yes, I'll say it again. Life is full of binding bondage, binding curses, circumstances, addictions, entanglement. Write notes. Entanglements. Write it down. Life is full of binding curses. Curses that bind you. When you are bound, it means you cannot move. The Bible says that Jesus Christ sent to them. It says, go your way into that village over there in verse 2 of Mark 11. As soon as you have entered it, Jesus has sent them. You will see a colt tied, bound, tied. Ladies and gentlemen, when you look at the final life of the colt, when the colt was going, a colt or a donkey that was tied, that was in bondage, that was outside, exposed to the elements of the weather. So outside that somebody could just come and take. Can you imagine? That is how it was. But then the end of that person, the end of this code was that Jesus was riding on that. And not only Jesus, they put garments down for the cold. They put clothes on the cold. They decorated the cold. They decorated this donkey that was outside. Nobody wanted the donkey. Nobody was interested. A donkey that they come and say, oh, somebody needs it. Oh, take him away. Useless. Valueless. Valueless. A donkey that is strung outside. Nobody wants them. Oh, somebody's coming to collect a donkey, and all you say is, "What? Why are you doing this?" I say, "Oh, the master says, oh, take. It's useless. But then by the time the master has finished with this donkey, this same useless donkey that was exposed to rain, exposed to the weather, exposed to the elements, this same donkey, people were casting their garments, casting their jackets upon that donkey, decorating the donkey. People showed respect. And even the person, you know, the person that drives your car shows the kind of house you come from. Somebody who's driving, the person who's on the horse is actually what defines the horse. You are defined by the person who claims ownership of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord take ownership of you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I just want you to know that the truth is that God wants to take ownership of you. And your life, before God takes ownership, before God gives you the glory. You know, when Jesus is riding on a colt, they said the owner is Jesus. When you become a Christian, they call you, you take on Christ, they call you a Christian. Because that's a label. The label is your master's label. In those days, Israel, you are actually labeled by your master's name. The person who is riding you. The person you're working for. Yeah. All of us, we take pride. Where do you work? We work in at Wolf Chase. We work with, give us some of the, Chase Manhattan Bank. I work with IBM. I work with this and that. Ladies and gentlemen, this donkey, was bound. Jesus wants to free you. Jesus said, lose him and let him go. When Jesus comes, he's about to lose you from your bondages, from your addictions, from your curses. Listen, before I came to Christ, I knew only curses. I was not free. I had issues. But thank God for the freedom that has come because Christ has set me free. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Today, may Christ enter and whoever has been sent, when Bishop Doug is sent to your life, accept it. Good Friday, there will be freedom for many.
Amen.
Today, as I'm preaching, the freedom is coming to you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jesus has sent his disciples to come and set you free so that he can ride with you and on you to the cross. May God lead you to the cross. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The first point is life is full of binding curses, addictions, entanglements, and demonic oppressions. Jesus is sending you for your freedom. Clap for the Lord Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 10 and verse 27, and it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off your shoulder and his yoke from off your neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Any anointed person that God sends your way, your yoke is about to be broken. Amen. I said your yoke is about to be broken. Amen. That is why over the next several weeks, you're going to see Bishop Doug with great anointing come our way, because the anointing will break every yoke. So next Sunday and in April, when you see he's preaching to us, the anointing is about to break some yoke. Some yokes are about to be broken. Some donkeys are about to be glorified in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Anytime that you are about to come to church to hear that Good Friday is coming, come along for some yokes to be broken in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So that is how the donkey that was tied outside became glorified. Number two. God values your life, even if you have issues. I'll say it again. God values your life, even if you have issues. Can you imagine Mark 11, verse 2, Bible says, and he said to them, go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you are entered into it, you shall find a colt tied where man never sat. Never sat. Loose him and bring him. And if they ask you, why do you do this? Say to them, the Lord has need of him. The Lord has value for that donkey's life. And straight away, he will be set free. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says a donkey is supposed to carry human beings. But he was tied outside at a crossroad. Nobody has ever made use of that donkey. A donkey is supposed to be ridden. That is how you value things. You know, recently, my son was trying to go to a program somewhere. And you know, my car was there. And my wife and I were traveling. And so they were going to rent a car. And they went and it was expensive. And it was, the numbers were said that they needed a 7-seater. It was even more expensive. So now they decided to rent 2 cars, even doubly expensive. Each of them, they will have to fill in with gas. And these are students. They are going for a camp. Then I called my wife and I said, my wife, let us give them our 7-seater SUV. Let them go, these children. Our problem was young people, teenagers and early 20s, driving a big SUV. But I told my wife something. I said that if we don't like it. However, anytime somebody has use, I mean, even if I have a shoe and I can't get 4 people to wear it at the same time, the value of the shoes go up. It becomes more useful. And I said, why do we park our car, travel outside, and they go and rent 2 cars? Let them drive this car. The more people can use, the more value. I feel the car is valuable being used than sitting down. And I said, look, if our children cannot drive our car, who can? And so they drove it safely there. And I told my wife, 2 cars would have cost almost $700 plus gas. I said, right now, we just put $700 in our pocket by asking them to use the car. A car that is not used is still valuable. That weekend, the car was worth, plus gas would be $1,000. It was just sitting there. But because it was used, we got $1,000 savings. Clap for the Lord Jesus. What am I saying? If you are a Christian and you are sitting down, like, you have no idea what kind of value is on your life until Jesus takes you over, until Jesus expresses himself through you. As I'm here, you would never have known that I'm such a valuable person until I give my life to Jesus, for Jesus to use me to speak these beautiful words, the good news to you. Your life will be like that. Jesus has value for your life. Some of you are preachers. Some of you are great spouses. But until Christ, you have allowed yourself to be ministered to, be used by Christ, you will be just valueless. You will be just a donkey sitting somewhere without value. And where no man ever sat. Meanwhile, you're very valuable. You are destined to carry the King of Kings, but you are there in the wallowing in darkness. Yeah. Spencer, you would have been a pimp, but for Christ. Yeah, not only will you be spending time with strange women, but you'll be passing on strange women to people. That is how far the Lord, that's the value. Today you are a shepherd. Today you're almost a pastor. Today you're a praise and worship leader. Today you're a nice husband. Today you're a good father. Your children want to be just like you. I can assure you, but for Christ, your children would have run away from you. In fact, your wife, or maybe you wouldn't be wives, the women would have told you, don't come, just send child support. Because the kind of man that you are, we are dangerous. You are a danger to the children. That is the kind of transformation that God is coming for you. On this Palm Sunday, come to Jesus for him to settle on you and to give you value. Glorified donkey. Glorified donkey. My value. Before I came to Christ, my wife said no in her heart. Because in second year of medical school, I tried. She ran away from me until she could run no more. But when finally I came again, born again, I came again, born again, by Christ again, she could not say no again. She had to say yes, because this value added to my life. Value. I'm a value added man because Christ has found value.
Man,
yes. Was saying no, but now you can't say no. I'm not even available. That's how your life is be. Quality is brought. Bible says Christ in us is the hope of glory. Christ in us is the hope. Glorified donkey comes from Christ. Look at my life. Look, Bible says, as the priest saw the people, look at your life. There is an upgraded version that would come when you surrender for the master's use. And for every good work. Yeah. Surrender. Those of you who don't serve the Lord, those of you who don't sing in the choir, who don't join anything, who don't do anything for Christ, begin to serve God and see that donkey that is useless, valueless, take on value, take on quality, take on an upgrade. Bible says, a woman who fears the Lord, her price is greater than rubies. Greater. It's just because of the fear of the Lord. Because Christ in the person. Today, I introduce you to the value of values. The one who upgrades every life that he touches. Upgrades with healing. Upgrades with principles. Upgrades with uprightness. Upgrades with righteousness, upgrades with anointing, upgrades with strength, upgrades with healing, upgrades with deliverance, upgrades. He says, I know the plans that I have towards you, said the Lord. They are not plans, not of evil, but of good, to give you a future and a hope. My life is full of hope because of Christ. Yours will be the same if you can take him on. And Jesus, I've got good news. You'll be the next glorified donkey.
Amen.
From now, begin to come to church. As Bishop Doug preaches to you, I'll come to the next point. How do you become, take on this value? How does this value come on? How does this value come on? That's the next verse.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Christ usually calls us to this great value through a messenger. That is working with him already. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I'll say it again. Christ places this great value on our lives, transforms us through a messenger or messengers he's working with already. How do I know? The Bible says he sent his disciples that he was working with already. He sent his disciples. You know,
God
always sends angels. That word angel is the Greek word angelos. It means messenger. I know that you're all looking for an angel to visit you and say, "Ha, my son, from today you transform." Just like Jacob in Genesis chapter 32, he wrestled with an angel. And from that day, Bible says that as he struggled alone, going deeper and doing more, You know, Jacob sent his wife, his children away, and he spent the night praying until the Lord sent an angel to him. And Bible says, and that angel wrestled with him. I'll read it, Genesis 32 from verse 30. And Jacob called, wrestled with a man. And he rose up that night. Good. From verse 22. Jacob rose up that night and took his two wives, and his two women servants, and his 11 sons, and passed over the ford Jabbok. Now, verse 23. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent them over that which he had. Verse 24. And Jacob was left alone, and he sent them away. He was left alone. How much time do you spend alone? See, Bishop is preaching, going deeper and doing more. And there wrestled with him, a man with him, until the breaking of the day. That man was an angel. Keep going. What happened? And when he saw that he prevailed not against Jacob, the angel could not prevail, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. Jacob said, I will never let you go. And he said, let me go. The angel said, let me go. For the day breaketh. The angel is like a messenger. Angel means messenger. Angelos means that the person who carries a message from God. And he said, anytime you see somebody who brings you a message, hold on, wrestle. Say, I will never let you go. Anytime you are called to a service, hold on to the service. You will never go until you get your blessing.
Don't go till you get your blessing.
Say, today there's something for me. I will get it, no matter how painful it is for me to come to the service. No matter what sacrifices I need to make to free my Sunday morning, to free my Good Friday, like that is coming at 6 p.m., free it.
Amen.
Yeah, wrestle, you watch it. He said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. Now watch, the transformation is coming. Value is being added. Jacob meant trickster, supplanter, thief. But see, what his name is going to be changed. He will be transformed. The glorified donkey. Nobody ever trusted this man. But from now, we will all like Jacob and Israel.
Yes.
And he said, your name shall no more be called Jacob, but shall be called Israel. Someone say Israel.
Israel.
Now you're going to be a prince. Royalty. You'll be royal. You'll belong to palaces. You'll belong to the king of kings' domain.
Promoted.
You have now got power with God and power with men. And you have faith.
Jesus.
Anointed.
Said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. Now he wants to have a relationship with that messenger. May you have a relationship with your pastor. May you have a relationship with Pastor Lindsay. May you have a relationship with Apostle Joel. May we develop our relationship with Bishop Doug. Over the next 1 month, we're going to actually be doing that. Developing that relationship that can make you say, bless me, and legitimately you'll be blessed.
Because
you can't be blessed from somebody who is not your pastor. You can't be blessed if you don't have a relationship. Who is Jesus? It's an introduction to Jesus. So I'm going to introduce you, as I'm introducing you to Jesus and the man of God, what is your name? And he blessed him there. What is your name? It's a sign that I want a relationship now. Now I want to sign on. Some of you just come, you are not members. You should be asking, what is your name? Can I get to know the pastor? Can I get to meet the pastor? Can I have
his
phone number? Can I call him? And of course you can.
So you can be blessed.
What is your name? And that is where the blessing comes. First with the relationship. And over the next month, we're going to develop a relationship with Bishop Doug, who is the one that God called to build this ministry. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Sunday after Sunday, you'll be seeing him preach over the next 1 month, and I'll come and interpret it. You'll be so blessed. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Can't wait.
Starting from this Good Friday, on Friday at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Hallelujah. Friday.
So Jacob was transformed. It takes a messenger. When you see a pastor, you've seen a source of blessing. When you see a Bible says, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 23, verse 27 or 29. Verse 27, read from there. You know, 29 said, "You." I think it's verse 39, right? Matthew chapter, yeah, bring it up. 23, from verse 37. It says, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, O church, O lighthouse, you who kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you." I'm sure for some of you, if I say for next week, we are, oh, Bishop Doug is going to preach, you stone the prophet in your heart.
Mercy.
Those who are sent to you.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm preparing you for it.
Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, Jerusalem, who stone their prophets that are sent to them, and you reject those who are sent to you. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathers the chicken under the wings, but you will not. In other words, how every Sunday, Good Friday, I want to gather the church together and bring you a powerful message like this, an impartation, a life-transforming blessing like this, but you wouldn't. You say it's too much. They have to call you and call. Your shepherd will call. I will send text. We need something. You need the transformation. Jesus is coming to lose you.
Amen.
To set you free.
I need this message.
The Bible says there's a condition. He says, "Behold, your house is left unto you desolate."
Oh,
your
no.
house that was supposed to be blessed is desolate. Ever since I connected to the church of God, connected to the men of God sent to me to set me free. Ever since I became like Jacob to say, I will never let go. No matter what you do, I will never leave this church. I will never by the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
One day I told Alex that, "Get out. From today, you don't belong to this church." Alex said, "Pastor, I'm sorry, but I will never leave this church.
You can respect
me. You can rebuke me for whatever I did wrong. But please, one thing you should not do, don't get me out of this church.
I'm not going."
I said, "This guy understands where his blessing comes from."
Stamped.
Many of you will never. He stamped his feet on the ground, says, "This is where I belong." And true to his word, he stayed. But I thank you for his example.
Yes.
Because of that, his house is not left desolate. His children are doing well. His marriage is doing well. God will keep blessing him. Just like you make a decision, God will bless you.
Amen.
The Bible says, "Behold, your house is left desolate unto you because you didn't obey. For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth till you shall say, Blessed is he who cometh in the
name of the Lord."
When you see Bishop Dark preaching to us on Good Friday, you should say, "Blessed is he, he's anointed, who comes in the name of the Lord." That's when you'll be blessed. He says, you want to see Jesus, you will never see Jesus until you actually accept those that he sends. Until you want to see me, look at that verse carefully, verse 39. He says, verse 39, "For I say unto you, you shall not see me henceforth until you shall say, Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord." You want to see Jesus directly? The only way you see, when you say, "The one who God sends, it's a blessing." God willing, God, Good Friday, we shall see a lot of miracles because of this statement. God willing, in the month of April, as Bishop comes to preach to us how to go deeper and do more, we will see lives transformed because of this statement.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm preparing you for the blessing.
We are prepared.
I said, "I'm preparing you." Somebody say, "I'm prepared."
I'm prepared.
Well done, you know. You know, when you go and you order steak, they will ask you, "New York steak." They will ask you, "How well do you want to prepare?" You have to say, you can say,
Well, medium.
And then, "Well done." This one is "Well done."
Well done.
I mean, you are not going to soil your whatever it is. You will eat proper. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Well done. Hallelujah. So, the Bible says that you will not be blessed until you accept the servants. You know, this donkey, if the donkey had kicked the servant, said, "No, go away. I don't know you anymore."
Biting them.
Finally, I want to say, two more things. Number one, the third, fourth one is the call of Christ to service is the beginning of your true liberty. When you allow the man of God to minister to you to serve, you are liberated. How do I know? The Bible says that when they went and then they went to the donkey and they tried, they released him. When they said the master has need of you, somebody would have said, why are they going to use me? But actually, it was the beginning of their liberty, of the donkey's liberty. From that day, he was never tired. From that day, he saw his value. From that day, he was blessed. Service to God brings you blessing. I said something the last time. My whole work crew, they said, this is great wisdom. They were all complaining. We had worked till it was, instead of closing at 5, we're closing like 7:30. And they were complaining. Oh. And I told all of them, it's better to be tired than to be hungry. Started clapping. Suddenly, started working. Begin to know that service to God is your liberty. Jesus says, come and serve. He told him, come. The master has need of you. Not knowing he was coming to decorate him. Not knowing when you come, people are going to throw their garment. Today you are listening to me. When they call me to come and serve, the first time I was in the drama ministry, I thought I was inconvenienced. I had to spend a lot of time at rehearsals, but not knowing God was making me better.
Freedom.
The Bible says in Exodus chapter 23, verse 25, he says, you shall serve the Lord thy God. And what will he do? He will bless your bread. He will bless your water. And he will take sicknesses from the midst of you.
Wow.
Brings a blessing. Your bread will be nice.
What a word. What a word.
Provide, bless your water. Anything that you need, God will be blessed. I'm telling you. It's a blessing to Christ. It's a blessing to be used of Christ. It's a blessing to think for Christ. It's a blessing to win souls for Christ. It's a blessing to be used to bring people to church.
Amen.
Because he will bless your water. He will bless your bread. He will take sicknesses from your midst. Sometimes as I look, I say, Lord, by the grace of God, I know you are, you know, I'm more than 50, but I don't feel it. I feel still feel like 23 by the grace of God. Yeah.
Amen.
I still, when I'm with the young people, I can flow. God will take diseases from the midst of you. God will bring bread. You will eat steak.
Wow.
Yes, you want the shish kebab.
Shish kebab.
God for the Lord Jesus. It's to glorify you. But many of us, we resist. And finally, finally, I want to tell you, the call of God will always face resistance.
That's
call of service to God. Like I said, let's come. For example, we've started the in-person service. You will always have excuses in your mind. When it's time to come to service on Sunday, you will all have excuses. You will always have resistance. When Jesus sent them, they should go and untie. There were people who came to resist. Where? Where are you taking? Who are you? Who sent you? There will be resistance. There will be resistance. Meanwhile, you are kicked out there. You are out there. The devil
suffering.
Is as if he has need of you. The resistance is of the devil. It's witchcraft. It's control. You won't do the right thing.
Yeah.
There will always be resistance. Resistance from your work. Resistance from your, I have to get more sleep. Resistance. Some of you, the excuse will be, is they just want our money. Who wants your money? You haven't paid for 35 years and the church is still running. Give me a break. Which money?
Hey.
Which money? Can't you see? You've been stealing God's tithe, but the church is running.
Still going.
It's the wickedness of the devil to keep you away from his presence, from God's presence.
Wow.
There will always be resistance. When we say join the choir, there will always be an excuse. Even Sunday service, you will always say, the Zoom again. The service again. The service is too long. Why are they bringing Bishop Doug? Why are they bringing Bishop this? Where is Pastor Lindsay? Why is Sister Ariel not singing?
Excuses.
Ladies and gentlemen, you will realize the same way you wake up, you want to wake up and pray and fast. You will have a reason. When I wake up too early, I will sleep at work. Well, yes. You can do it.
do it to when, watch when, movies.
You say, oh, no. The last time somebody fasted and got an ulcer, there will always be resistance from the devil.
Always resistance.
This is serious. I can assure you, anything you want to do, you want to read the Bible, you fall asleep. Try and take a shower and arise and shine.
Yes.
Cool show.
Today, if I use excuses, I would never have been here to preach. Look at this powerful, nice message I'm preaching. Are you not blessed?
Very nice.
Where's my rag? That's waving it.
Ladies and gentlemen, one part really blessed me last Sunday as Bishop was preaching. It's about a 7-minute clip. I want you to watch it. Let it bless you. As the Lord blesses you with this 7-minute clip, I'm going to show you the goodness of God through this. Jesus is setting you up to have the glorified donkey. May people now begin to put their cloak down for you to ride on. As you accept Jesus to ride on you, as you accept his messengers, as you accept his new value that he's putting on you, may you change from your old status with the goodness of God in your heart. Brother, do you have the message there? Listen to this. 7 minutes. Watch this. Last week.
Blessing to serve the Lord. It's a great thing to serve God. It's actually our own blessing to find God and to love him and to serve him. It's our blessing.
Amen.
And because we keep saying something good about it, people keep coming closer, because you only come close to something that you see is good. So the first thing that God told Moses was that I will make all my goodness to pass before thee. You see that I am actually a very good person. So I want to say to you, you know, to go deeper. You want to go deeper in the UD, in the UO, in this church, in the ministry, into all the things that are, you are going to have to believe, even that I, who am your leader, am actually a good person. Yes. You have to think so. If you don't think so, you will never be able to go deeper. I'm telling you. And you can't have two seeds mixed up in you. Leviticus 19:19 says, you shall not mingle seeds. The mingling of the seed brings forth barren things. When a donkey, a male donkey, has sex with a horse, because they look similar. When a male donkey has sex with a female horse, it produces a mule. A mule is a strange type of animal, okay? And that mule can never give birth. Yes. You can never give birth. A mule cannot give birth. Cannot produce. It's barren. A mingling of seeds. You mix good and bad in you. You mix two seeds. The seed of disloyalty and the seed of goodness. The seed of faithfulness, lies, and truth. And your whole life is mixed the two. And you mix a donkey and a horse. And that's what leads to barrenness. All mules are barren. No mule can ever have a child. A mule is only produced by a mixture of a donkey, a male donkey who has seen a female horse. The mixture in your mind doesn't help. I see people who have mixed things in their head. I can see right through them. You see, they are confused. Because I've been in the church for a long time. I've had people slandering me for years. It's nothing new. And I see people who are confused. I can see right through them. I say, look at this one. He's confused. And that's why Moses said, God told Moses, you know, my first thing, I'll show you my goodness. Whether I'm good or evil. It's either one or the two. As I stand there, I cannot be good and evil. And that's how I've been producing mules for some years. Leviticus, now let me read it. I think you don't read the Bible much, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind. Thou shalt not sow thy field with mingled seed. Neither shall a garment mingled of linen and woolen come upon thee. Thou shalt not let thy cattle gender with a diverse kind, another species. It will produce barrenness. And that's why you have no energy to come towards God, because you don't think God is good. You think IBM is good. You think Microsoft is good. You think your bank is good. You think that company is good. You think that other this is good. That's why you go there with all your strength, not God. But I came to tell you that God is good. And unless you start seeing that God is good, I want to go deeper. I want to go deeper and do more. You will never be able to go deep unless you have it deep in your heart that God is good and that it is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a good thing to come to God.
Bless God. Amen.
That's why when I have people, I say, you say I'm a bad person, right? Excuse me. Just find to where is good. You'll do better there. I always excuse myself from people who have mingled seed. Yes. Oh, he's a Christian, all right. But you know, he's this, he's that, he's like this, he's like that. If you sit down and you have such discussions about me, you should not be here. And you should not even be watching. Yes, you should watch where is good and what you think is good and everything is good about it. That is what you need, not me. Number three, God takes you deeper. Amen.
Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God is good. Somebody say, God is good.
God is good.
Don't let the devil deceive you that God is not good.
You see,
many of us, we have doubts about God. And we prayed, he didn't answer. Then you are doing voodoo. You are doing all kinds of magical things, talisman and stuff. That you, God is good. Look, make up your mind that God is good. If you come to God with a doubt, it will never work. Okay, now this donkey came with that acceptance. I will go and look at the end. Many of us, the reason why we are not transformed is we have doubts in our minds about serving God. May you begin to serve God well. May you begin to honor God well. May this particular Palm Sunday, may the drive of Jesus to the cross transform your life.
Amen.
A new life. May you be birthed again. May you be born again. May you accept Christ. And for those who have accepted Christ, may you begin to serve him well in Jesus'
mighty name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Put your hands together and rise your feet.
Amen.
Put your hand on your heart. Let's pray. Let's pray. Special prayer. Look, I have something special. Don't go away. Something special for you. With the communion will come your new identity. God is going to actually, now you are not going to be mingled with the world, but God is giving you his body and his blood to mingle with him properly so that you don't become a mule that cannot be fruitful. Father, I pray for everyone here. Bless your people. Honor your people. Glorify the donkeys amongst us. We are out there and we have no value. We are so we are diffident, Lord, insecure. But from now, may we become the glorious donkeys. We are proud to say we serve God. Give us humility so that you can ride on us and show us the way.
Wow. Weren't you blessed by that anointed word of God? Come join our services this and every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Zoom at meeting ID 934-809-4313 or in person at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Memphis, Tennessee. Be blessed.